proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We begin looking at the specific covenants of God by considering the first such agreement which he made. It took place in the Garden of Eden, before mankind fell. This covenant involved God, Adam, and Eve, and is described in the first and second chapters of the book of Genesis. God commanded the primeval pair, quote, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth," unquote. By reproducing Adam and Eve, not to mention their posterity, Adam and Eve would thereby populate the planet. Some Bible commentators believe that the use of the word replenish implied that some form of human life had existed on earth before Adam and Eve, and that God destroyed that life and started anew with Adam and Eve. The Hebrew verb malah, rendered as replenish, indicated filling something or making it abound. Earlier in Genesis chapter 1, for example, God ordered the denizens of the sea to fill, that is, malah, fill the waters and the seas. Would somebody look at that phrase and interpret it to mean that oceanic life existed before that point in Genesis 1? That oceanic life had existed, but that somehow God had destroyed it and started all over again? No, the word replenish with respect to Adam and Eve simply means repopulate. It does not indicate that a population had existed, which God wiped out. God commanded Adam and Eve to, quote, "have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth," unquote. Though he created many species, God specified that human beings should govern them. An incident which occurred in the second chapter of Genesis gave support to this. The Bible records that Adam gave names to all of the other living creatures. In doing so, he manifested the exercise of his God-given authority over them. Furthermore, in the Edenic covenant, God said that, quote, "I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat," unquote. Note that God originally intended for the human race to subsist on vegetation and fruit products. Only after the flood did God allow mankind to consume meat from animals. Genesis chapter 2 added a further provision to the Edenic covenant. God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden for a specific purpose, namely, quote, "to dress it and to keep it," unquote. Since God watered the ground from a mist which originated from below the earth's surface, thereby nourishing plant life, Adam's task under the Edenic covenant would entail little more than cultivating fertile soil and reaping its fruits. But there was another command in the Edenic covenant. God told Adam, quote, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die," unquote. This injunction was the only restriction that God placed upon what Adam and Eve could do in the Garden of Eden. He did not forbid them to eat from that tree because of arbitrariness, but because God loved Adam and Eve and wanted to prevent them from knowing good and evil. Alas, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and thus the fall of the human race ensued. Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, God had to deal differently with them, since after the fall of man, the primeval pair possessed the knowledge of good and evil. Thus, God had to make another covenant with them, and we will look at that agreement in our next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.